We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Final preseason game for the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff. The Bills and the Lions at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Let's get a look at the Lions, the Bills' opponents tomorrow night. Joining us on the line, the color analyst for Detroit Lions football and the brand new play-by-play man for Michigan Wolverines football, Jim Brandstatter. Jim, thank you very much for coming on with us tonight. How you doing?
John, good, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on with you, and thanks very much. I'm looking forward to both the NFL season and Michigan start.
I bet you are. You've been on the Michigan Wolverines broadcast for, what, 30-some years, and now you're moving over?
Over 30 years now, in one capacity or another, with different cable TV outlets that used to do tape-delayed versions, and then the radio when we did the games live. So it's been a long time. I really have had a great run at it.
Yeah, and now moving over to do play-by-play with Dan Dierdorf. That's a couple of Michigan legends on the Michigan radio broadcast
now.
There you
go. Well, it's going to be fun. Dan and I were teammates on the 1969 team and 70 team, and I'll tell you what, we've known each other 40 years. There's a great chemistry. We've been friends that long, and, of course, he reached the pinnacle of play-by-play in Monday Night Football.
Sure.
I mean, that's running the franchise there. So
yeah,
he comes with a great deal of experience, and he brings so much to the table. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, I think about this a lot. You and Bill Hillgrove in Pittsburgh do this. He does Pitt Panthers and Steelers. You do Michigan Wolverines and the Lions. Are there any scheduling issues you got to work through, Jim?
Yeah, there are some.
I would bet, yeah.
Yeah, you have to just grin and bear it. You work your way to wherever you can go. I live really pretty good with a hub in Detroit where I can fly out and get to most places. The most difficult places I need to get are like long-distance central time zone games for the NFL, like noon kicks in Dallas or New Orleans, because that's a long flight. And you kind of, if you go further west to the mountain time zone or Pacific time zone, you gain time in the air, really.
Yeah.
But when you start the game at noon, you really don't gain any time from Detroit. So those are the tough ones. But other than that, it's just find the flight and, do what you can do to get there.
Well, good for you. I'm proud of you and happy that you got all that work going on. Jim Brandstatter, I guess, color analyst for the Detroit Lions Radio Network. He'll be here tomorrow night for the Bills and the Lions. And big change in Detroit this year. First of all, tell us about Jim Schwartz and what kind of job you think he did there in Detroit, Jim, because obviously we've got him now as our defensive coordinator here.
Yeah. Well, Coach Schwartz came in basically to an 0-16 team.
Yep.
It was a total rebuild. And, we're talking draft picks and free agency and trying to find a way in those first couple years to be competitive. He did a nice job, and then he got them to the playoffs. And then things kind of fell apart. And most people felt, and I don't think Coach Schwartz would disagree, that they needed to have a better, season than they did a year ago, and that they had too much talent to be where they were. And I think that window of opportunity to get the playoffs and try to get something going toward the Super Bowl was a disappointing, underachieving team a year ago, and that basically cost him. And Jim's Caldwell comes in, and he's a guy that said when he walked in the door, he said, "We expect to win now. We're not talking about rebuild. We want to win now." And I think that's what everybody here in Detroit wanted to hear.
I got to ask about Matthew Stafford, who is now 3 years removed from his outstanding season. He had, more than 5,000 yards and 40 touchdown passes in 2011. Has he come back to the pack since then? I mean, he's had, injuries to deal with, but has he regressed since 2011, do you think, Jim?
Well, I don't know whether he's regressed or there's just one thing that Matthew can still make plays. He is physically, his arm is unbelievable. He is very, very gifted. But he can't turn the ball over. And last year, that was one of those issues. He just turned the ball over, drew interceptions, and you can't turn, and then add that to the normal fumbles you're going to get. You can't turn the ball over in the National Football League and expect to win on a consistent basis. And that's up to Matthew. And so they brought in Lombardi, the offensive coordinator from New Orleans, who's worked with Drew Brees.
Yep.
Jim Caldwell's worked with Peyton Manning. Jim Bob Cooter is a quarterback coach who's worked with Brees. They've got awful good pedigrees in regards to quarterbacks. And I think Matthew's taking it to heart that these guys know what they're talking about, and I need to learn, and I need to do what they do so that I don't make the mistakes that ultimately cost me the status of being called, quote-unquote, elite.
Yeah. How has tight end Eric Ebron been, Jim? He's a guy that the Bills took a long look at in the run-up to the draft back in May.
You know, he's been pretty good. He came into camp early, and he kind of dropped some passes, and there was some questions about his hands. But he's worked real hard on it, and what the Lions thought he was going to be is what he has become. It's a matchup problem for a defense because he can line up as a fullback or as a wing like an H-back, and he can be detached from the line of scrimmage as a kind of a flex tight end wide receiver. He gives a defense a lot to look at, and he's got great size and decent speed. So if he gets a matchup against a linebacker or safety, he can beat him. And I think that's what the Lions were looking at to add to, you know, they got Golden Tate and they got Calvin Johnson, and you put him, Ebron, out there along with Reggie Bush. You got some weapons right there, and you put some real pressure on the defense.
Yeah, what a great addition Golden Tate is. I mean, almost the perfect complement to Calvin Johnson on the other side, I would think.
No question, and very explosive. I mean, the big thing with him, and I think this is what Nate Burleson, they thought they were going to get from him a year ago, is after the catch the short pass and make a big play out of it. That's what Golden Tate can do. He's got great explosiveness after the catch, and I think that's going to be huge because Calvin's kind of your deep threat, and if he takes the defense and stretches it, there's going to be room underneath. I'm going to tell you what, either Reggie Bush or Golden Tate both can take those short passes and go the distance.
Let's turn our attention to the defense for a second, Jim. We're on the line with Jim Brandstatter, who's the color analyst on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. They're here tomorrow night to play the Buffalo Bills at the newly renovated Ralph Wilson Stadium. On the defensive line, you've got Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley, two very talented guys who've played in the league, but troubles around both of them a little bit. Suh, for instance, he just can't seem to stay out of trouble sometimes, it seems, on the field.
No, huh? and it's almost like trouble looks for him, too.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that's going to get reputation calls. I mean, he might do something somebody else would do, but it's going to cost Suh more, and it's going to make headlines just because he is who he is. Nick Fairley, on the other hand, is a guy that, you know, has kind of not lived up to his potential. And one of the things that's interesting is this year, early, he kind of lost his starting position next to Ndamukong to C.J. Mosley. And that was big news, but Nick played well in that last preseason game. But that all goes back to the idea of Jim Caldwell saying, look, you know, we're in this to win now, and we're professionals. If you don't act like it, you don't play like you up to your capabilities, we're going to find somebody who does. He's a no-nonsense guy, and Nick has learned that lesson. And I think that's one of the key moments of this fall camp for him has been taking Nick and sitting him down and making him second team for a while. That got everybody's attention.
How has the draft pick Kyle Van Noy been, the linebacker, your second rounder, right, out of Brigham Young? I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's he's been pretty good, but, you know, he's hurt a little bit. I don't know whether he's got a sports hernia. They don't even know. And I don't know whether he'll even play against the Bills. But he's got all the athletic ability. He's got quickness. I think the one thing they want to see is him develop a little bit more pass rush skill off the edge. That's what they got him for, is kind of to be that edge pass rusher out of a linebacker position. And so far, he's just got to develop that move and learn to work against big tackles from the NFL.
Hey, Jim, is there all a sense that, I mean, it's not unlike the Bills situation. The Bills sit there every year and look at the Patriots on top of their division. I wonder in your division, in the NFC North, if, you know, the Green Bay Packers are the 10,000-pound gorilla that nobody can seem to get around from time to time.
Well, pretty much. And like the Bills, that 10,000-pound gorilla has a quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys look at Brady as, you know, the guy, and we look at Aaron Rodgers. And both of those guys are, I would consider them elite. They've got Super Bowl rings. And to me, that's what separates those guys. Now, I think Detroit is in a position right now that they can compete with Green Bay and Chicago for the NFC North. They're good enough to do that. I think Minnesota's a step behind. But it's in the division. You got to beat Cutler and you got to beat Rodgers. And I think Cutler has issues regarding his defense a little bit. So I think the Lions have an opportunity there. But you're right. The top of the mountain is Green Bay, and the reason it is because that guy that wears number 12 for them.
And I would think, Jim, with Matthew Stafford in his sixth year, with Calvin Johnson in the prime of his career, with the weapons they've added and all those first-rounders on defense, the Lions got to feel like they've got to make their move soon. I mean, the window doesn't stay open very long in this league.
No. You were exactly right. And that's why Caldwell came in his first year and said, we want to win now. It's not about waiting, and it's not about rebuilding. It's about winning now. And they feel that window of opportunity is 2 or 3 years wide right now. and maybe they lost a year or two over the past 2 years because of certain situations, and they want to make sure that they take advantage of the talent that they have.
Hey, Jim, have a safe trip here to Buffalo and Western New York. Have a great weekend with the Bills and the Wolverines, and thank you very much for doing this with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Very glad to do it. It's good to be with you guys. Always fun coming into Buffalo in the preseason.
Jim Brandstatter, the color analyst on the Detroit Lions radio network, also the play-by-play voice of Michigan Wolverines football. The Bills and the Lions, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right here at Ralph Wilson Stadium. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. From One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.